Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hot board. A lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us in about 40 minutes from now. We will, later in the show, discuss the injuries to the Eagles on that defensive side. Oh, boy, not great. And Jalen Hurts and the aggressive offense. A lot of people hope to see. We shall see if we see it on Sunday against the Bucs. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I don't know if y'all saw the video, but Smitty's wife was walking down on the field.
Okay.
And the security guard was, like, recklessly eyeballing.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like, listen, the thing is this. Fellas, if you're going to recklessly eyeball somebody's wife, number one, don't get caught, and definitely don't get caught on video.
Yeah, but the problem is there's cameras everywhere. Everyone's got a camera
in
their hand all the time.
Well, that say you don't be recklessly eyeballing.
That might
you
be the lesson.
You can take a little quick glance.
That
and
might
keep
be the
moving.
Lesson. Yeah, you can't
you
have
can't
to,
just like he broke his neck.
Yeah, he needs
broke
a neck
his
brace.
Whole neck.
Like one of those old school neck braces.
Yeah,
like when you get an accident, he needs one of those.
Just wait till someone sends you a picture of their wife.
Yeah, he was liking the chocolate. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, you know what you've done. Yeah.
What did I do?
You.
First of all, I don't feel like I was out of line for that because
you were. I mean, we discussed
this. No, I was not
at length.
As a friend,
we
me and Aaron are friends.
The case was closed.
No, because Aaron said his wife was hot, so I was like, okay, let me see.
Yeah,
that's the next question.
You did it on the air. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying,
forum.
Let me see.
Yeah. No,
and you know, you do when you say you have a smoking hot wife, you owe it to the people to show everybody.
Okay.
The case was closed.
Yeah, and it was closed.
Ching, ching.
All right, you know what case could be closed in about 4 or 5 days?
What's that?
The single season home run king of the Philadelphia Phillies. How about the Phils last night? What a rout of the Miami Marlins. The number 2 seed is clinched. We're done. We're finished. The 2 seed is wrapped up. Well, I mean, the bullpen really wasn't a big part of the story last night, but do I feel? Yeah, I mean, I felt good for 2 months on the Phillies now. Like they're playing good baseball. The bullpen we got to settle in, but the offense I feel great about. The starting pitching, even without Wheeler, I feel good about. And last night, 8 home runs. But Hugh, the story really is Kyle Schwarber. And 2 home runs last night, putting him at 56 home runs.
56.
So with 4 games to go, Kyle Schwarber is 2 home runs away from tying Ryan Howard, the record he set back in 06. And he is now 3 home runs away from being the all-time single-season Phillies home run king. And, Hugh, I saw something last night. I gotta jump off this because I think we all should want Kyle Schwarber to go for this record. Like, this is an awesome feat for Kyle Schwarber. He's had an incredible season. And we're watching one of the great power seasons in the history of the National League, in the history of the Phillies, obviously. And for this, with 4 games to go, he's got a real shot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that in some instances, you're like, all right, if a guy's banged up, you give him a little rest. Kyle Schwarber's not banged up. And I want him to go for this record. I think we all should. But I saw this last night, and I lost my mind. Elliott Shore Park, who we love.
ESP.
So, you know, last night, and we'll play it and talk about it over the course of the show today, but Rob Thomas was asked, like, hey, you know, rest or rust or, you know, Schwarber and this weekend, you know, because these games are now going to be meaningless. The Phillies' magic, the Brewers' magic number to hold the Phillies to the 2 seed is 1. Like, if the Brewers win today, they're the 1 seed, right? So the Phillies are really going to have a weekend here that is, by the book, meaningless.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Kyle Schwarber should sit. He should play. Elliott last night tweets this. Interesting decision by Thompson. Eagles face a similar situation and prioritize winning instead of giving Saquon a chance to break the rushing record. Phillies prioritizing the record.
Elliott's an insane.
Well, that was last night.
Elliot's living his truth.
He can live his truth. And while there are some parallels, can we quickly go over the differences? Kyle Schwarber is a designated hitter.
Yeah.
He is not a running back. There is no one tackling him. Mm-mm. Other than a random, weird, kind of out-of-nowhere injury where a pitcher goes up and in and hits him, he's very, very, very unlikely to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the Phillies have a bye. He's going to get 5 days of rest next week before the first game of the playoffs on October 4th. The Eagles didn't have a bye last year, so even though I wanted Saquon to go for the record, week 18 was the Eagles' bye. They created their own bye because the game was meaningless. So at least there was that. Like, even though I disagree with it, I understood the logic there. The Phillies have a bye. They don't need to create a bye this weekend and take away the timing of this hitter. Let Schwarber go for the bye. The chances of an injury are so minute. It is baseball. It is a timing game. They have a bye next week anyway. Hugh Douglas, I think we all should want Kyle Schwarber to go for this home run record. I know I do, and I hope he gets it.
I applaud Elliot for living his truth. Let me say that first.
Now, why do you do this? Why do you do this?
May I please?
No, say he's an idiot.
Elliot has his reason to feel the way that he feels. But I just feel like this is something different. I feel like what Kyle has been able to do, and he's a designated hitter.
Yes.
You know, it's not like he's doing a whole lot. Let that man go out there and get them at-bats to try to hit a home run to break the record, at least tie it. You know, I mean, I don't think it's the same thing. I really don't think it's the same thing. You know, when you talk about the risk of injury, it's not as great as it is for Saquon because, you know, you can get hurt out there blocking. We were talking this morning. You can definitely get hurt, get hit by on the hand or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you deserve to give him that. I really, really do. So I don't have a problem with him playing this weekend.
I think he's earned it. And also, I think it helps the Phillies that he continues to have at-bats this week. Again, they're not going to play on Monday. They're not going to play on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or next week. They're just not going to play. They have a bye. They're not going to play their first playoff game until Saturday, October 4th. So he's going to have plenty of rest here. And Hugh, look, if he was banged up, right, if he had a hamstring that was tight or a quad or an oblique, that's a different story. Then it's like, all right, let's be smart here about this and get him ready. We don't have any of that going on. And the other big difference between this and the Saquon thing is the Saquon discussion was a big story last December. The reality was his offensive line had to play in front of him. So you're risking an injury to them, too. I mean, if the Phillies really want to give rest to Bryce Harper, who's been sick, or JT, who's got a hand banged up, that's a different story this week. Just play Schwarber. Bat him lead off. Get him the most at-bats as possible. Get this record, and let's go. 215-592-9494. Can we hear here how it sounded last night? A little montage of eight home runs, including a pair from Kyle Schwarber.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy, to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges, and it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber, his 55th. Home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander, a record that has stood since 1949.
Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy, back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone.
It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1.
Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way. And that ball is gone over the stands as Bryson Stott crushes one to right center.
3-1 Phillies.
Here's a swing and a high drive left field, that's on its way. And that's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa.
And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1.
And it's swung on, rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck.
No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. 7-1 Phillies.
Swung on, lifted to deep left, on his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone.
Back to back for Schwarber and Bohm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies.
Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one.
Left center, it's on its way, and it's gone. It's a two-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their seventh homer of the night.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The
there
signal
is
yes. in. Carapaza yeah. says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a 3-home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with 8 home runs tonight.
You know, it's not easy for a 3-home run night to be overshadowed. I mean, that's what happened last night. Edmundo hit 3 bombs last night on his first day off the injured list, and he was overshadowed by Kyle Schwarber. What a night. What a season. And I say let Schwarber go for this record. He doesn't need any rest this weekend. I'm not worried about injuries. 215-592-9494. For Kyle, where do you come down as Schwarber is at 56 homers?
Yeah, Elliot has issues. I mean, what are we doing here? It's like, I don't think there's any real comparison to the Saquon Barkley thing, especially considering the Phillies are going to have the bye week. The man's a DH. He's walking to the dugout, right, going up to the batter's box. I mean, the odds of something insane happening are extremely slim.
Yeah, this isn't a catcher.
Right.
This is
and
a DH.
Like, and if I made the argument that, like, that Saquon could get hurt in warmups, then, you know, I could make this, like, Schwarber get hit by a meteor on the way to the the stadium today. So, like, well, I'm not trying to put that out into
existence. Yeah, don't put that out there.
Especially off all the rapture talk the last couple of
years. The Phillies can rest when they're dead, okay? And that means when they're eliminated from the playoffs. Like, you got to let the guy go for it. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and I think you go back the last few years, Kyle Schwarber does not get hurt. I mean, again, I don't want to jinx anything.
He's been pretty durable. That's the better way to say it.
Yeah, he's been very durable. So this year, he's played in every game. Last year, he played in 150, and I believe the only time he missed last year, remember they put him in left field in a game like last June or July, like 2024? He got hurt the first day he was out there. Then he came right back, DH, didn't get hurt again. In 2023, he played 160 games. This isn't a guy that just, you know, is lacks durability. He's super durable. There's 4 games to go. Let this guy go get the record. I think it'd be awesome. And keep the timing. They have a bye anyway. I don't want him sitting around for a week and a half before the first playoff game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? All right, coming up, we'll hear from Topper. We'll hear from Schwarber. Schwarber's answer was interesting on what he wants, what he'll do, and the team goals here, obviously, to go win a world championship. Should the Phillies let Schwarber play every game down the stretch, 4 games to go? Or are you like Elliot, and I guess some people, that say, yeah, give him rest. This stuff doesn't matter. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us coming up in a little bit. We have a few big Eagles injury news, but one huge one to get to. And a lot on Jalen Hurts as the show goes through with this offense as we look forward to the game against the Bucks on Sunday. We start here, though. Should the Phillies just let Schwarber go for it? By the end of today?
Yes.
You're right. I haven't said this all week. Hugh Douglas is right on this. There's not many people wrong on this.
What do you mean?
This is the first time you're right all week.
Mm, yeah. Not at all.
Well,
everybody celebrate.
Yeah. You've had a tough week.
I have not. I was right about that Jalen
you're
thing.
You're about to take another direction.
I was right about that Jalen thing. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, the fact that you think you're right.
I was right.
Every piece of evidence says you're wrong.
I was right.
Okay, so but I'm happy. Ooh, we got to Thursday. You got to your first right take of the week, and that is, let Schwarber go for this.
Go for it.
The idea of sitting him this week, I actually think it'd be a detriment to the Phillies. As much as you, Elliot, you, whoever, might worry about some sort of injury this weekend, let's play it out. Let's say the Phillies did prioritize rest. Everyone gets 2 out of the last 4 games off. Let's just go with that idea. I mean, then these guys would play like two games in the span of 9 days before the first playoff game. I don't want that. I mean, that's a recipe, Hugh, for them coming out cold in game one of the division series.
Yeah, and listen, for all the angst we've had about the pitching and the relief pitching and all this other stuff, the problem has been hitting. And the fact that Schwarber is this hot this late in the season, I mean, let the man go. That's how I look at it. You know, when you talk about having 8 home runs this late in the game and last year, we talked about how the bats went cold and everything. I like it. Let it keep it going. Whatever mojo they have going, keep that going.
Yeah, look, there is a scenario where some of these guys this week, and like Bryce has been sick this week. He didn't play yesterday or today. Obviously, JT Realmuto got banged up 2 nights ago with a hand. Like, if someone is banged up, it's different. And if this was a pitcher.
He ain't banged up.
No, that's different. If this was a pitcher, I would feel the opposite. Like, if there was a pitcher on the team going for a strikeout record, right? That pitchers get hurt pretty often. And you're going out there in a meaningless game and pitching and going extra. Like, that would be silly to me. That's not this. This is 4 at-bats for a DH. Let the guy go for it, and I'm rooting for him. I hope he breaks the record. Ryan Howard has been on the record, and you know those two guys have spoken. And Ryan Howard, from what we understand, is rooting for him. I think it'd be awesome. And, Hugh, you brought something up before the show. Listen, he gets this record. I think it puts, you said it, could put even more pressure on the Phillies to make sure this guy doesn't walk out the door.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to have on a guy who's in a contract year. To let him go after he's already endeared himself to the city. No question about that. But after he's done something like that and taken over the record of such a beloved player in Ryan Howard, I think it would be foolish for them to even let him negotiate with another squad.
Well, I mean, how are they going to stop that?
Well, I'm just saying, I would tell him right away, like, hey, man, we about to pay you a hell of a amount of money. We like give him a blank check.
Blank check. Not, yeah, wow, nice we've started off the blank check talk early.
This is very blank surprising from you.
I know.
Just handing out money.
You're kind of cheap.
This is unlike
you. I'm like, for what he's done and what he's been for this city, man, and in this time and where I think this team is going, I think it's appropriate. I think it's very appropriate.
10 years, $500 million.
Hugh Douglas.
That's a lot of money.
Spending Middleton's money, willy-nilly.
I wouldn't give him that, but you said blank check. So what if he writes down 10, 500? What are you going to say?
I'll laugh and be like, listen, okay. Kyle,
oh, so it's not really a blank check.
Well, I'll just be like,
we moved off that real quick.
Well, I'd be like, okay, let's be realistic.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of money.
You're a great negotiator.
I know. Hardline stance. Oh, never mind.
Hardline Hugh.
Hardline Hugh. All right. Let's hear from Rob Thompson after the game last night on will he give him any rest or just let him play.
How great would it be to see Kyle Schwarber break the franchise record for home runs in a season?
Yeah, for him, you know, Ryan Howard's a great player. He really is. I got a lot of respect for him. But it'd be nice to see Schwarber break it. He's had one heck of a year, and he's a heck of a person. So, and like I said, records are meant to be broken.
How will you balance out this weekend, though, if the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys?
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break.
All right, so he said he'll talk to him, but he thinks it'll give him a chance to break. Let's hear from Schwarber after the game, asked about all this, and I think Schwarber answered it well, but I felt listening, he wants to go for it.
Everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy, and you know, but you also have to field the lineup too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there where, you know, I don't play the field much. So, you know, I'm always going to be ready to play a game, and like I've always said, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
So when Schwarber was talking there, if there's one aspect of this, Hugh, that I think is a little bit tricky for Topper, like, so a month ago, if you had told me the Phillies would clinch with 2 weeks to go, right, they'd have nothing to play for the final weekend. I might have said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Schwarber takes a few days off that last weekend and Topper uses the DH spot to give other guys half a day off but keep them sharp with at-bats. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if this record wasn't in play, I could have seen Schwarber take a day off or two the final weekend.
Yeah, chill out.
Chill out, and we'll use the DH spot for, you know, whoever you want to just put in there. Mm-hmm. Right? Someone who maybe played the field a lot this year, we want to keep him in the lineup for his... That's not possible now, right? Like, now, if Schwarber's playing, he's going to DH this weekend. So that's a tiny complication. It's not enough for me not to go for it, but Come on, let the guy go for it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you should. I mean, you're like, he's not playing every day. I mean, he's not out there in the field, you know.
Which would be different.
I think if he was out in the field, it would be definitely different.
If he wasn't a DH, I think it complicates things a little bit because he'd get hurt in any aspect of the game. And again, if he had some sort of injury this season that we were talking about, that's different too.
Let him.
Yes, he is. Let him go for it. Chuck and Mount Airy up on WIP this morning. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
What up,
Chuck? What's up?
Good morning, fellas. Listen, man, thank you, Cal, for letting me lead off. I truly appreciate it. But let me just say this real quick, right? It was a couple weeks ago I made a statement, and I got ripped to shreds for it.
What'd you say?
I said that Kyle Schwarber's home runs are meaningless, you know, and, you know, when he had the four home run game. And let me explain real quick, Cal. I said his home runs are meaningless. Now, I said that because I rarely see him hit a home run in a big spot. And we were just coming off that Mets series, and you know he, you know, didn't hit a ball, and then hit four home runs in one game against the Braves. Listen, here's the thing: when the Eagles did that last year and they set Saquon, it was a mentality thing. I don't think they thought he was going to get hurt. I think they probably thought he could win the game, you know, win the record, whatever the case may be. But it was a mentality thing. You know, when they did that, they pushed their chips all the way in to win the championship. This team. Sole focus should be winning a championship. Now, I understand it's a record that needs to be broken, and baseball and football are two different entities. I get it. But the thing about it is this, right? It ain't about Kyle Schwarber getting hurt. It's about where your focus at in this time. So you guys don't have, you know, the window ain't going to stay open forever. You have an opportunity right now, a golden opportunity. And if I'm Schwarber and I'm Harper, I'm going to get together during the bye week, and I'm getting these guys together. I don't know, you know, maybe throw some darts, shoot some pool, have a drink, whatever the case may be, however you guys do it. And we're going to come up with a master game plan to put this on our shoulders. Because if the Phillies hit runs, they win a championship. It don't matter what the bullpen do, no matter what the starting pitcher do. Let Topper worry about that. I'm getting my lineup together, and I'm saying as a leader of men that this is our opportunity to win a championship. Nothing else should be their sole focus. I didn't like them celebrating the division title a couple days ago. You know, because it gives me the idea that you're happy with where you're at. And this ain't that this year. You are the second seed. You have an opportunity, because I think Milwaukee's fraudulent. I don't even think they're going to make it past the NLDS. So you have an opportunity to have home field throughout. You have 11 victories to get to win a championship. Nothing else should be your sole focus but winning that championship. So that's where I don't think it's a physical thing. And I'm not saying baseball and football are two different things. But when the Eagles did that last year, they say, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry. And that's what the Phillies' mentality should be going into this playoff push right now.
So I agree, Chuck. I agree with a lot of that. I mean, that should be the focus. And Chuck, man, we appreciate the phone call, and you're leading off today. But I don't think they're mutually exclusive things, right? Like, are they going to not be focused to you this weekend because Schwarber's trying to hit some bombs against the Twins?
Like, I don't think so. I think the mentality is, if I hear everything that Chuck is saying.
And that is the most important.
Just, it's different.
Yeah, and again, like, Schwarber's a home run hitter. It's the way his swing is. Like, you know how sometimes a guy goes to the home run derby, like Bohm last year, and you might say, well, it's not even really a home run hitter. It's going to mess up his swing. I mean, this is what Schwarber does every day anyway. He's trying to hit home runs when he gets to the box, into the plate anyway. So I don't think it's going to change anything. I don't think there's a high level of chance he gets hurt. Just one quick thing on Schwarber not hitting big home runs. I mean, the guy's got the fourth most playoff home runs ever. He has 12 home runs as a Philly in the playoffs. He does hit big home runs. I mean, I know the four home run game against the Braves was a blowout last night. It was a rout. I get it. We've had a lot of moments this year where he's hit home runs in routes. You hit 56 home runs. Some of them are big home runs. I'm not worried about any of that. He's a big game player. He's going to show up in October. Let him go for this record.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think it would be a disaster if they sat him for the fear of getting hurt. Now, when he talked there, he seemed open to whatever Topper wanted. Like, he's not going to.
Yeah, but he really wants to do it.
Of course he does.
You would think he would want to do it for real.
That sounded like a man that wanted to break.
It does. It did. Yeah. Now, the fair part he said is he's the low man on the totem pole, right? He DHs. So, again, if Topper wanted to use the DH spot for somebody else, all right. How about this? How about he goes and breaks this the next two or three nights and they want to give him off Sunday? Screw it. Give him off Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, to all the pervs out there, just so you know, when you're trying to compare Hugh Douglas to some security guard, listen, Hugh Douglas got a shoulders up. He got a headshot of the smoking hot wife. So let's not, you know, can we come down to reality and just be normal instead of being, you know, pervy? I know we're all adults in the room, so
some of us.
Come on, my wife was walking around this morning with a horrified look on her face as she's listening to the YouTube broadcast.
Well, that's mostly you and Hugh's fault. I mean, him for the request and you for sending it. None of the rest of us.
How is it my fault?
Well, you asked for the picture of the man's wife.
No, he said she was smoking
Vaseline
hot, and I said
on me.
She was, and that's all I said.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect.
And then I think there needs to be a roundtable of all the hosts to discuss the insider who is known as Elliot Shore Parks. I think Elliot, we have to understand that Elliot suffers from a syndrome called a soccer fanboy syndrome, the sport, if they stub a toe, they miss half the season. I mean, come on, Elliot. Listen, baseball and the playoffs, it's all about who the hot team is. You got to let Schwarber go after the record, number one, because you're going to back the Brinks truck up and pay him all the money. But number two, he's got to stay focused. He's got to stay loose. He can't take too much time off because he may come back cold.
Well, Aaron, of all the things in this particular instance, that's the one that stands out the most. Again, if the Phillies were going to be in the wild card series, right, if they were going to play a game on Tuesday night, that's a different story. Then you might say, hey, Sunday, take the day. We're resting our regulars. We're giving everyone a couple extra days. We got the playoffs starting on Tuesday. That'd be a totally different story. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, Aaron. They're not going to play a game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So he's got plenty of time to sit around and rest up.
Let him grip it and rip it. Let's go for the record. Okay, when he hits that record, he is the epitome of Philadelphia sports. He is just like Jalen Hurts. He's just like Bernie Parent. He is just like Saquon Barkley. He is one of us, and we've got to pay him the money. Now, hey, guys, I have a scenario that I've got to run past you.
Okay.
And it's a sports etiquette thing. So tomorrow I have a business meeting, and the business meeting is actually going to be at a Padres game. Now, I watched on social media, and I understand that it's bad sports etiquette to wear a logo of a team that is not playing. So here is my question. Do I go with Phillies gear on to this Padres game where they're not playing the Padres,
right,
obviously?
Right.
Or do I just go in neutral and play the company?
No,
role?
I think you got to mark your territory. Phillies Padres could be the NLCS in two weeks. You got to let those people know we're coming for them.
Yeah, not only that, I see people all the time at Eagles games with other teams' jerseys.
Yeah,
that
does upset
it doesn't
you.
Matter.
No,
that kind it's weird.
It kind of upsets
but
you.
But people do it.
I know.
But they still do it.
Yeah.
So it's like it would not be out of place.
Are we
I don't
positive
think.
Aaron wasn't in That's What's In video? I could see Aaron doing that.
Listen, first of all, Kyle, my voice is too good to be in that video. Okay? I'm a singer, man.
No, you seem like we're like a background dancer.
Man, I kind of hope we play the Padres in the LCS just so we get to rev that thing up again. That was amazing. Yeah, Aaron, I would say we're Phillies gear. Mark your territory. Tell them we could see them in 2 weeks. Do you remember the That's What's In, guys?
I do.
It was
somebody's parents.
It was
fathers.
Bad. It was bad, man. It was Every time I see a clip of it, I just die. I mean, they lost the series before the series started because of whatever the hell that was.
No rhythm at all whatsoever.
It
Rhythmless.
Was incredible.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose.
The guy in the background.
Let's go, Goose. That's what's in.
That
Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack and send them back.
Aaron might know those guys.
That's
what's in. He didn't say anything about that. He could be neighbors with them. He could be friends. Who knows? Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
What's up, man?
Hey, what Aaron didn't tell you is he wasn't in the video, but he was the one that wrote the lyrics for that song.
He wrote the lyrics.
You know, again, possible. Very possible.
Yeah. Any sort of nonsense is possible when it comes to that Joker Charger fan. But, guys, let's get to Elliott, because he is as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, and you, Douglas, you're to blame for this insanity.
What do you mean?
Because you keep promoting this nonsense.
There are no such things as bad takes.
No, but no, and there's, you're right. There's no such thing as a bad take, but there is a take where you shouldn't live your truth. And Elliot's living his
truth. Live your truth, Elliot. Every take is living your truth.
No.
Mm-mm. No, because you know what? It's nonsense. It's opinion. It's not truth, Hugh. It's opinion. And
well, it's his opinion, which he feels is the truth.
Yeah, but no, it is kind of
even dumber for believing that.
It's a good point. Like, it is kind of an oxymoron to say your truth. Like, there is one objective truth.
Yes, and the rest,
and
is,
the
your
rest is your opinion.
No, it's more like facts.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right, correct, which is the objective truth.
Which is why we're trying to fight you on the Jalen Hurts play calling this whole week.
It's like, that's your truth.
Yeah, there's one. There's one of those.
Like, the fact was Kevin Petula called all the plays on Sunday.
I don't believe that.
Of course you don't, because that's your truth.
No, see, you're just trying to pull us down to your rabbit hole of nonsense, so I'm not going to go there. But, guys, let's lock back in here. So, I actually asked ChatGPT what the odds of him getting hurt was, and it said Schwarber's injury odds are less than 2% that he's going to get hurt by playing these remaining games.
That's actually a little higher than I anticipated. Yeah, I would hope it's less than 1%. But
here's the thing. Of course, like, we all need to stay focused here. Of course he needs to go for the record. I personally don't care about the record. I mean, great for him. That's a thing for him. But for me, it's more about the things we always talk about with whether they get the bye or not. It's
right.
The team staying in rhythm, keeping their timing, keeping locked in on pitch recognition. And, guys, the most important thing is we're not talking about a contact hitter. We're talking about power hitter. And we know power hitter sluggers are streaky. So if he's going to get hot down the stretch and break this record, that is a very good sign that he's locked in for the postseason, which gives us greater likelihood of success. So I'm all about that. And we know time off can disrupt that. That's what made it even crazier that Sosa came back after time off and did what he did last night. And, guys, the last point I have about this is, of course, Topper wants Schwarber to break the record. And he's being a little selfish, and I'm okay with it. He wants him to break Ryan's record because Ryan Howard's home run was Charlie's record, too. That was Charlie's guy. Schwarbs is Thompson's guy. So his guy breaks the record. That puts their names in the record books. More importantly, you know, Schwarber will be in the record books, but he gets a little asterisk that he was the one that greenlighted it. So I'm okay with it. Slug away, Mr. Schwarber. And you, Douglas,
just
stop. Just no more nonsense today, okay?
Live your truth.
I think that's a good way to go about it. Hugh, just stop.
All right. Live your truth.
Stop. 215. No, why? Why are you entertaining the foolishness?
Because I like the fact that Elliot, when he says something, he says it with conviction.
I love Elliot. Elliot's great, but doesn't mean he's even close to right.
I never said he was right.
What we have to do to each other is demean each other when we disagree.
You are nowhere near combative enough for me.
I know. Once in a while, you got to tell someone you're wrong, dummy. I mean, it's not that hard. People do it to me every day.
I rebuke that. I am very combative on Twitter and social media.
Okay, well, then where is that?
What is that?
Can I get that energy right here?
This is a safe space.
Tell people they're dumb.
It's a safe space for Kyle and not for you.
It's a safe space for us.
Yeah.
This is like family time.
It is, but once in a while.
Don't families have to tell each other they're dopes sometimes?
I mean, and I tell y'all that every day, but I do it in a nice way. I try to get y'all to vibrate on my level every day, but y'all just
don't.
Well,
we're in a different frequency than
y'all. Just don't raise y'all
up. We have vision. Our third eye is open.
Yep.
I try to get it open.
Vibrating
every day,
on a higher frequency.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, your phone calls, and we'll be joined by Aria Hughes. Her take on this, and we'll get to big injury news coming out of the Eagles yesterday. And what should they do now? I mean, Nolan Smith gone for at least 4 weeks. We'll talk about it next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Joining us now, Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how
good
are you?
Good morning. Rhea. How are you?
How you doing?
We're great. Phillies are getting ready for October. Number two seed.
Oh, look, they just hit another home run.
Eight.
Yeah, that was bananas.
I was saying earlier, it's not often a three home run game gets overshadowed. And Edmundo hit three, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We got Schwarber to
deal
with.
It's kind of nice.
It is.
It's adorable.
It is. That's a great return for him. Yeah. But Schwarber now at 56. Rhea, should let him play all weekend to try to get this record?
So, I immediately, when I first heard it, I went, well, it's ridiculous. It has no comparison to Saquon Barkley because basically Saquon plays a punishing position. And as you pointed out, the offensive line would have had to play. And I'm going, how injured can he get up, you know, just going up to the plate?
Right.
And then I remembered I'm kind of being a hypocrite because back in 2011, I screamed that entire weekend as the Phillies tried so hard to get Charlie that record, and they let the St. Louis Cardinals, who were only the hottest team in baseball the second half of that season,
they
and
let
them
in.
And then we know what happened. So I'm conflicted.
So like deep down, you're like kind of like, maybe I should be consistent, that this shouldn't matter. They should. See, my thing is this. If they had to play next week, if they were going to play in the wild card round, then I could absolutely see the need this weekend that everyone sits a game or two and rest.
Yeah.
They're not playing until next Saturday. It feels like, and this is beyond Schwarber, whether it's Harper, Schwarber, any of them, Turner if he comes back. If they don't play this weekend, they're gonna go like 10 days without a real game.
And they're wrapping up with the Twins?
Twins this weekend.
We don't have any beef with the Twins, right?
No beef. We should thank them for Duran and Bader.
Yeah, if it was like Atlanta or the Mets, I'd be like, yeah, no, they're going to go inside one of them.
Right.
So I don't think it's as big a deal, but I do remember I went off on the, I mean, and I did it while it was happening. I kept saying, do not let the Saints, please just lose. All they had to do was lose one game. And they're like, no, we got to get Charlie. And I do remember they had gone on a losing streak before that. So they were trying to write things, but, you know, you just one loss.
It's kind of that karma thing. You don't want to mess with karma at all.
No, you never want to mess with karma. And this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
That's a pro right there.
That is a professional. I wait for it every time. I'm like, when is he coming in with it?
No, I just try to fit it in. As it has to be a natural, seamless transition.
Yeah, I always see it in your eyes when you're ready to do it. You're like,
No, listen.
It's I like saw him holding dutch. The paper. Yep, yeah. I said,
no,
it's coming.
It's like double dutch. Yeah. You know, you try to get in where you fit it, you're double dutching it. So
double dutch is hard. I could do it when I was younger.
Oh, I can't do it now.
No, oh God, no. We would kill each other.
That would be fun to watch Hugh Douglas try to double dutch right now. All right, so all things in the Phillies world are good, and we're getting ready for a postseason series next week.
Well, the bullpen's a little shaky.
Well, you're right. And that does concern me. But for the most part, they're going to be the 2 seed, and they're going to open up at home. Eagles world, everything's good for wins and losses. 3-0, but this injury stuff, Rhea, yesterday, where'd that come from?
Dropping like flies.
I was doing stuff in the afternoon. I had a podcast to do, and I do stuff. And I just pick up my phone, and I go, Zach Bond's got a huge brace on his knee.
I saw that. That was bananas.
Yeah, I'm going, and you know, all this stuff, and I went, oh, this is not good.
Including Nolan Smith, who's now on the IR. And so there's like the big picture and small picture.
Sure.
Big picture, I am concerned about his durability. Every year he's banged up, and he's not the biggest guy.
It's because of the violent way he plays.
Yes, and I mean, love the way he plays.
Oh, and we all do. I mean,
but he got to get his weight up.
Yeah, he does. He's got to get stronger.
Yes.
He's got to get stronger. But the concern is, that's the one that he tore in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Came back. Now, they're calling it a re-aggravation, not that he tore it again. But you know, Brandon Graham, he tore it, came back in the Super Bowl. He tore it right again.
So we had Nolan on in training camp, and we asked him, like, where are you in the whole process? And if my memory serves, I think he told us he was like 75% then. He really hasn't any time off since then, right? So, like, he just may never have gotten fully back. So he's going to be at least 4 weeks.
Yep.
Rhea, how concerned are you with the pass rush? They only have 3 sacks with him, and he's their best edge rusher.
So it hasn't. Well, and I think there's some extenuating circumstances for that. I mean, obviously, what they lost from last year, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams.
Yep. And Brandon.
But, you know, that rotation is because, let's go, first game, no Jalen Carter.
Yes.
So, you know, that line was compromised from that first game. Second game, you know that you heard Vic Fangio say after the game that he needed to get in better shape.
Yes.
The third game, he didn't do too much, like, you know, like everybody else for about a half and, and a quarter. But I think in this last game, although they didn't get the sacks, Jalex got one, didn't he? I think he got one.
I think they may have had one Sunday, yeah.
I think they got a lot of pressure and they hit Stafford. Stafford generally does not miss those passes that he was, I'm telling you, because I was at the game and I was sitting there with, I was with the NovaCare doctor we had on Monday. So he and I were talking and he brings binoculars, which I love. So he kept seeing Stafford in between, you know, in between plays where the camera, the TV camera's not on him, but we were watching him. He's down on his haunches. He's wincing. You know, in that second half.
Yeah.
So they did hit him a lot.
And you're right about that. I thought it was kind of an under-talked about part of the comeback. Is I thought Stafford missed two or three plays that led to either punts or field goals. He had Devontae Adams with a step at one point, and he overthrew him. He makes those throws. The Eagles are probably losing that game.
You wonder about that back, but I think the Eagles, did they get 10 quarterback hits on him?
They did seem to. And there was one where he got up and he was like holding his back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So I think although the numbers aren't there, I think they got pressure on Stafford.
Yes.
Yeah, he got
They got him a little bit. They got enough. All right, so next 4 weeks. Now, this is actually probably the best part of the schedule to be missing Nolan Smith because Baker's good this week. But
their offensive line
is banged up.
They don't have a single person playing the position that they intend. Now, Wirfs might be back, but they're definitely missing too. I think the right guard and the right tackle is going to be out.
So you have that. And then after that, it's Bo Nix. It's Jackson Dart, the rookie for the Giants. Maybe Carson Wentz. And then Jackson Dart again.
It's like, we can only hope.
Awesome. This is the portion of the schedule you can maybe get away with him being out.
And you guys were talking about it yesterday. I think we all looked at this and said, hey, if they're 3-1 after four games,
we're happy. Yes.
That's tremendous.
And we already reached the three.
And you've already got the three. But what concerns me about these injuries is playing in Tampa. And Baker Mayfield, I just saw, just came out. He was on Mark Sanchez's podcast. And he said, they can come down early on Friday, but you're not, you know how it is here. We're totally used to the heat all summer long, okay? And then we get the winter. And then when a 50-degree day happens, I said, we're all running out in shorts.
Right.
But if a 50-degree day happens, like in August, we got parkas on.
Yeah, it throws us off.
Yeah, your bodies, adjust. So he's right on that. What I'm concerned about is, the corner, we're so thin at corner. And Hugh, you played in Jacksonville. That humidity. Guys, when you're coming in, guys are going to need breathers. Mm. And who's there?
Dory was at practice yesterday, but he's got a groin issue. Yeah. And he's not that good when he's healthy. Yeah. So that's its own problem. Ja'Cory and Bennett's out for at least 4 weeks. Your guy, Keely Ringo, might be up, Hugh.
Yeah. And the good thing about going, it's better. Mike Evans is not
playing.
Yeah,
he's out.
That helps.
And I think Godwin's going to be on a pitch count.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're going to play him, but not a lot is what I heard.
Up. But you have to.
They got
be,
that rookie though.
Yeah, he's good.
You got to be careful about because, like in Florida, bounced off. It's more of the sweating.
Yeah,
And you're losing dehydration, so you got to stay hydrated. That's
when
the
do you have
thing.
To start like really overloading the water?
You
like 4 days
started,
before,
yeah,
like today.
Yeah, you should know. You should have been doing it. You should have been doing that after the last game.
All right, let's end with this.
Yes.
They have injuries up front. They have injuries in the back end. If they struggle in the pass rush or they have another injury, would you consider calling up Brandon Graham to see if he'd come back?
It's funny. DeCamera said that in our meeting before the show. And he said, if this was later in the season, you'd go, sure.
Because you only need him for a little burst.
You only need him for a little bit. And his wife probably won't be happy. Mm. So, he knows the system.
Of course he does.
And he was playing, but it all depends on how that arm is.
Yes.
So we don't know about what his arm's like.
Yeah, and the mentality is different.
Yeah.
Because he's been hawking, he's been selling different things. And
God bless him. He is enjoying retirement life.
Yeah, his transition.
The mentality is different.
Yeah, his brain has already switched up there. Yeah. And how many weeks till the trade deadline? 4 or 5? It's October, right? Isn't it? Or is it November? Is it usually November 4th?
Pushed it to the first week of November. So about a month.
Howie will have to make a deal. But we all kept thinking he was going to make a deal for a corner.
I know. Now we might have two needs.
How many draft picks does he have?
Yeah, he's got a lot.
He gave away two for Bigsby, and that's not worked out so well.
Yeah, he couldn't catch any of those kids.
I mean,
what was that on Sunday?
They're lucky they won that game because I normally don't like scream when I'm at the game, mm-hmm. but I mean, by the fifth one, I'm going,
catch the ball.
That's what we were all yelling.
Come on.
We're like, what?
Well, their starting field position was like on the 10-yard line every time.
So then they're like, Eagles offense so terrible. I'm like, did you see where they started every drive?
It's not easy to start there.
It was brutal.
Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in, and we will talk to you next week. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. So the Phillies let Schwarber go for the record or prioritize some rest this weekend. I mean, obviously, let this guy go for the record. And we'll take your phone calls on that. Plus, something Donovan McNabb said earlier this week got me thinking about the Eagles offense and what is going on around here. That's next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
But now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be the touchdown of your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.